Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into the third hour. I want to get into the power structure of the New World Order from Robert Galen Ross's research briefly later in this hour. Also want to get his take on what a depression will look like versus just a serious inflationary recession. How long he thinks that'll go. Again, he worked in international in relations with oil companies, studying these type things. And also, he worked in association with the National Security Agency. But right now, we're taking your calls. Thanks for holding. Let's go ahead and talk to John in, actually, John in Illinois. We already went to him. George in Indiana. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, George.
Yeah, Alex, can I go off topic?
I'm sure that Robert Galen Ross can talk about any subject. Go ahead.
Okay, there's three things I want to mention. I did the math on the square footage of Florida. And do you realize we could put 7 billion people in Florida and each would have 20 square feet? We're not overcrowded in this world. Second thing I wanted to mention, I wanted to ask you, Alex, is the Fourth Amendment still valid?
The Fourth Amendment has been abolished under H.R. 3162. The criminals have to still act like it's there, and there's still some people in government who aren't criminals but live in delusional la-la land think that it's still in force. It's, you know, the Fourth Amendment, as you know, only points out an innate, organic, or what many call God-given right. I mean, I don't care what the government says. You know, the president can't barbecue babies on the White House lawn. That is inhumane, inhuman, criminal. It doesn't matter if he says he's supreme dictator and allowed to order the torture of children, you know, to be serious. But by and large, the government ignores the Fourth Amendment and says it doesn't exist.
Okay.
You want to comment on that, Robert?
The third thing I wanted to say is on CNN today, I actually seen that a man got put in jail for 6 months because his 18-year-old daughter failed her GED.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this started about 10 years ago in Houston. It's all over the country. You have to stay in school. You're not allowed to drop out. And now the parents are given prison time if they don't. Look, if you drop a banana peel, 6 months in jail. If you have a battery in your backyard, 5 years. This is the new system. Robert Galen Ross, it's always been that way in tyranny. They always make laws for the common people, don't they?
That's right. It don't apply to them at all.
For us, there's hyper laws, but for them, there's no laws.
Yeah, for example, probably the best example is bribery. If you go down and you give a judge some money, you can go to jail for bribery. But if somebody drops several hundred thousand dollars in his pocket, that's a campaign finance.
Well, here's an example. They can even break those laws that are tailored for them, and it's all selectively enforced. Hillary and McCain both went to England in the last 6 months. They both raised hundreds of thousands of dollars at Lord Rothschild's house. You think I'm joking, folks. Just type McCain Rothschild into Google. It's Times of London. They gave him hundreds of thousands. It said that $1 is a felony for a foreigner in a foreign country. And McCain just said, I don't care. And the feds said, that's right. We're going to let him do it.
That's right.
I mean, we've entered a new era here.
Yeah, and we're not going to get all this back until we get rid of the two-party system. We've got to have independent people in every elected position that are there to look out after the people they represent.
I remember debating a guy like 10 years ago on a talk show in Florida, speaking of the devil, and he was saying that Rothschilds don't exist, that that's a made-up code race word. I mean, that's what they... I'm not kidding. It's just, we know the world, we study documents all day, we spend our time knowing what's going on, and then they just say, doesn't exist.
Yeah, if you go to my book, The Elite Don't Dare Let Us Tell People, I list all of the Rothschilds that are over the age of 50 and what they own and their position, and it's all right there for you.
Okay, well, I appreciate your call, George. Good point. Scott, Dave, Mary, Fred... Well, we'll go straight back to you in just 3 minutes. And there's so much I want to talk about with Robert Galen Ross today that we're going to do some behind-the-scenes talk for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers at the 20 after, 24 after. So you'll want to go to the Infowars.com streams to listen if you want to hear that behind-the-scenes stuff.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Police Department!
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want the listeners to know that I really appreciate you. I was thinking about this last night. My wife's got XM in her car, and I was driving her car, and I was listening to some George Strait song. They got a George Strait channel on there. I couldn't get out of the car last night once I got home at 1 in the morning after working. All right, now I'm really digressing. I was listening to these George Strait top 56 hits. He's now got more hits than anybody in any genre. That really doesn't matter, does it, folks? But the point is, I'm listening to George Strait, but he had this song about, wanting to talk to people or tell people, I forget the name of it, after they died, what he wished he could have told them before. But that's what I want to tell the listeners. I appreciate you, and I appreciate everything you do, and I appreciate all the support. And I'm sorry that I blow up on air and freak out and sometimes they're rude or whatever, but I really care, and I'm really freaked out because I'm not some shrinking violent. I'm not even some goody-two-shoes in my life. Maybe it's because growing up I saw some, kind of the other side of things, just happened to run into that I have been a little bit harder in my life in just a few respects. I'm not saying I'm a tough guy, but to me it's just so shocking to see the public dumbed down, mindless, in denial, giggling, smirking, laughing, having no idea it's so criminal and that things are so bad, and to see the police so trained against the people. And I don't hate them. I know they're being used and manipulated and controlled and brainwashed, and there's whole handbooks on it, and I want to reach out to them. I want their families to have good futures. I want them to do well. And then I study the New World Order, and it's just how evil they are boggles the mind. But when you know about serial killers and the mindset of control freaks, it really makes sense. And when you know history, it really makes sense. We're about to go back to your calls, but Robert Galen Ross, I mean, do you ever marvel at just the horrible, diabolical things they do? And do you ever feel panic that you want to warn people? I mean, I sometimes want to start yelling in the middle of a grocery store, but I know that people have been preconditioned that, you know, you're crazy if you do that. We don't have the town criers anymore. People on a soapbox. If you try to do that in England now, they arrest you. I mean, I mean, I'm really kind of babbling here. I'm just putting out my thoughts that I don't claim to be the best at this. I don't claim to be the grand poobah. I don't claim to have all the answers. All I know is this New World Order is coming down on us. I'm trying to tell the truth the best I can. I'm trying to get people rallied to fight against it. And I see our own movement fighting with each other. That makes me very sad. I know that's inevitable, but, do you get the point I'm making?
Yeah, Alex, I'm like you. I'm absolutely convinced you have dedicated the rest of your life to trying to expose all this, and that's exactly the way I am. If we don't do this, our children, our grandchildren, their quality of life is going to be terrible. And it's really our responsibility to do that. You can't divorce yourself from your kids like that. You've got to protect them. And the only way we can do that is try to get the truth out.
Well, that's what it comes down to. I look at my children, and I image these grandchildren that I know will be here next week. You know, that's how time flies. We're talking about that during the break. Your son's 40-something years old now, and you remember holding him as a baby. I mean, talk about how time flies, because it really does.
Yeah, my son is adopted, and they brought him to us when he was 5 days old and brought him in this little blanket, and I looked in his eyes, and of course, that killed me right off. I mean, that was instant bonding. But now he's over 46 years old, and I'm going to go see him in a couple of weeks. But I've missed so much time with him. Also, I missed time with my own father and my own mother. When I was making my way through industry, I ignored them. I didn't go to visit them like I should. And I look back, and these were some of the finest people I've ever known in my life. And I ignored them. And don't do that. It's very important that the people you love, give them the time.
Well, that's why I get mad, because I want to go fishing every week with my son. I want to, you know, teach him to be better at sports. Believe me, I like doing all that. And I'm so obsessed with this that I spend a few hours a day with my children, but that's not enough. But I work most weekends, and I'm not whining about this. I mean, I'm talking about the process. That's another reason I hate the New World Order so much, is that I have to totally fight them all the time, and I know they're so evil. And I just, if more good people would get involved and fight evil, we wouldn't be in such dire straits. And I have to admit, I get mad at the general public who are in denial, you know, who tell me there's no such thing as Rothschilds or no such thing as New World Order. I mean, I get that all the time, and I really want to slap them. I mean, these are hardcore killers coming for them. And they are living in denial, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah, the people behind all of this, the ones behind the curtain, are hardened criminals. They don't care about anybody. They're greedy. They're power hungry, and they don't care how many people are killed in wars. They create wars. They finance both sides of wars, all for their own benefit. And like you, I really get pissed off. And but I've got to be careful that I don't lose my objective. I don't want to lose my tunnel vision of exposing all of this. And I'm going to spend all my time, all the spare time I can, exposing these evil people.
Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Scott in Colorado. You're on the air, Scott.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm just like you. I get very passionate about what the message I'm trying to convey, and a lot of times it makes it a little harder because they kind of push away from me. But anyway, just a couple of points. I don't want to take much from Mr. Ross today. I'll keep one of the issues I wanted to discuss with you until another time. You were talking earlier though about genetic engineering, and one of the things that they're doing right now, and I think I may have even read this in one of your articles somewhere, but I've actually worked with this. It's called apoptosis. Are you familiar with that term?
Yes.
That word. Okay. Programmed cell death, and what they can do is go in and target certain cells of the human body and program them to live a shorter period of time. So they can program in a shorter period of time for specific organs that are necessary to not last as long. And I think that that may be something that they are working on currently. I actually had a little involvement with some studies.
We've had life extension experts on, and certainly all the good things that industry and science discovers with well-meaning researchers doing it is compartmentalized. That has been sent back to the big boys who already have very serious life extension technologies that they've been suppressing. Robert Galen Ross, your take on that?
Yeah, they're after us from every direction. For example, one of their goals is to depopulate the world. They say there are too many eaters. Some like 6 billion people in the world, they say it ought to be 2 billion or less. And so they're literally trying to depopulate Africa, for one major example.
And I want people listening to know, when I get up on air and just throw out the warning, hey, fluoride eats holes in your brains, attacks every organ, or when I say every major vaccine's been found to be filled with different cancer viruses and different artificially created data packets, whatever you want to call them, artificial viruses that are programming you at certain hormonal fluctuations in certain ages that will kill you, that I've had scientists, doctors, medical people on, government documents, EPA, toxicologists. This is going on. You want to speak to that?
Yeah, and they have what they call nanobots. This is actually physical beings that they're small enough they can inject it into your blood system, and sometime in the future they can turn those nanobots on. And are they there for good, or are they there for bad? So
they're talking about people don't trust the government anymore. They're not taking vaccines. We'll just engineer it into the potatoes. I mean, see, it's this forced medication. Anything else, Scott?
More real quick. I want to go ahead. And I guess I'm not really shamelessly plug, but we had talked about before. I made that video at the Colorado Springs, a fire drill. And since we're talking about martial law and what's going on, we have 30,000 troops moving into Colorado Springs to Fort Carson right now. And I tell you, it really concerns me. But I just want to bring that up again so more people can take a look at what they're doing behind the scenes.
Right.
And how Posse Comitatus has been repealed and how they all are working together. And it's under Colorado Springs fire drill, and you can put in Posse Comitatus in your Google
search. Sure, we've seen that video. Thank you so much for that call. But I just want to be careful about people thinking there's going to be an overnight martial law. It's incremental. I mean, getting randomly pulled over by the cops is martial law. Random checkpoints is martial law. Curfews is martial law, which they're now putting in for adults in many cities. All of this, cops telling you that there's free speech zones, that's martial law. It's what increment of martial law. So everybody's looking for this big overnight thing. Listen, going from 300,000 cops to 2 million cops and having 10% of the college grads being Homeland Security related, that's martial law right there. Getting rid of Posse Comitatus is martial law. They've just put the gun to your head. They've taken the safety off. Are they going to pull the trigger? That's a 10 on a Richter scale. Robert, comments on that?
It goes back to the old frog in the pan. As they gradually turn the heat up, the frog just sits there because it's really nice, it's warm, and before you know it, he's cooked. But if you throw him in a pot of boiling water, he'll jump out.
Yep, that's it. Let's go to Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, you're on the air.
Hello. I just wanted to say that the Son of God is recorded as saying, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." And I tried to think that through a little bit, and really, anything to do with money management, whether it's in a personal life or a meeting with bankers, has to do with the occult. And I just finished a book by, Elizabeth Starr Miller, or Lady Queensborough by her other name, called Occult Theocracy. And it says in there, on page 581, "For the purposes of occult dominion, minds must therefore be rendered passive and negative in order that control can be achieved. Minds consciously working to a definite end for good are a power. The scheme for world dominion might be doomed by the recognition of this principle alone." I just want to make that point, and also,
well, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to come, Dave. Stay there. In fact, I'm going to talk to you during the break. We're going to give you 4 minutes during the break, and a large portion of the audience and folks watching on the web at PrisonPlanet.tv will be able to hear you on the other side. So we're going to break for the network. We're going to do 4 minutes on the other behind the scenes for people listening on the InfoWars.com streams. But yes, you bring up a key point. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
North to Alaska, go north, bless your soul. North to Alaska, go north, bless your soul. Big Sam left Seattle.
You know, Robert, if I had time, that's where I'd be. I'd be down in Big Bend going across to the Mexico side, Boquillas, those huge caves and mountains. Just, it's something out of a movie. Or I'd be in Monument Valley, or I'd be up north in Alaska, up there during the summer, prospecting around. So I'd go up there and camp for a month, but got to stay here in the InfoWars.com command bunker. Now, the fellow was bringing up during the break for behind-the-scenes listeners the occultism, and occult isn't just a witch in a black cauldron. That's kind of the archetypal image. It is the system of control of populations, and it is alchemy. It is a fraud. It is a magic. magic's just tricking somebody to be able to have private banks that just create money out of nothing and own our governments, own our police, and we all bow down for the real things that can be bought with the fiat.
Yep.
Just amazing.
And it's getting worse. I advise you to do everything you can to prepare what's coming. And probably the best thing you can do is eliminate as much debt as you can. And if you have anything left over, invest in gold. But you need to look out for your family or your friends. And it's really going to get bad.
You know what? This is a short segment. We'll come back and go to Mary, Fred, Lee, Rob, Ronnie, and others in quick succession. But right now, let's talk about what do you think the chances are that we're going to have a depression versus just a hyperinflationary deep recession? And B, when do you think that'll happen? And C, what will it look like if it does happen?
Well, we're absolutely in a recession now. And if we don't pull out by the end of 2009, we're going into a deep depression. So watch that very carefully. Look for the trends in 2009.
And the trends are going towards depression.
That's right. And it's all based on what the elite are doing to us. And do that Google search on the MZM money supply. That's a very important thing to look at because it shows that they're printing money like it's going out of style, and that's driving the cost up of everything that we buy.
And they get to consolidate. Understand, they implode economies after they get you extended out like a loan shark, and then they get all the real assets in a big bag they put over their shoulder. Mass global carpet bagging.
That's right. And they fleece the public ever so often, and they allow you to gain some assets, and all of a sudden they'll come in and they jerk your feet out from under you. That's been going on for years.
And then the very public that has been ripped off by them will then turn to the same experts to tell them how to get out of it on the news, which will be some new solution that gets them deeper under their control.
And Henry Kissinger said at the, I believe it was 1992 Bilderberg meeting, that we will essentially create a mass fear by the public, and then they will welcome us as world leaders to come in and save them.
Yeah, that's a quote from Evian France. And that was confirmed that he said that. And they publicly, I mean, I keep plugging this quote because it's so amazing. Another guy called in with a Carol Quigley quote from the 60s about how they'd create a North American Union and how they'd call it a confederation, how they'd call it an integration, how they'd merge it through roads. I mean, it's all there. Head of the CFR, Haas, says we're using fake terror to control you and make you the enemy. And he said, and we're going to use environmentalism and as a fad to make humans the enemy, to totally control your life and, quote, make humans the enemy, and we will wage the war against humans. I mean, this is about hurting you.
Yeah.
And they just publicly say it, and the public thanks them. Oh, thank you for hurting me. Let me roll my sleeve up and take an injection. Oh, you're a Nazi eugenicist. Oh, let me have a shot. I trust you.
Yeah, they one of the recent fears is global warming. There are a lot of evidence that the so-called global warming has reversed for the last year or year and a half. It's getting cooler rather than warmer, and so but they won't step up and verify that because they're trying to scare you with global warming.
Well, they say we've got to keep climate stable. Climate's never been stable on this planet.
That's right.
And all the evidence, every climatologist, every biologist, expert says that a warming planet is better for life. And that this is the lowest in carbon dioxide and oxygen of the hundreds of thousands of ice core samples going back hundreds of thousands of years they've ever found. And they've now found in studies that desertification in Sahara is happening because of low carbon dioxide. Plants need it, folks. It's not a deadly bioweapon, chemical weapon, as the news has been saying. It's a lie, folks. It's a huge hoax. I think with the elite, Robert, they love to joke. I mean, it must be a huge joke to them that the public's running in fear from imaginary terrorists and carbon dioxide.
I'm sure they get together and laugh about it, how they're scaring us. And look at those people running. Look at them hiding. Look at them crunching down.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
That's another facet to the economy imploding, is that crime always skyrockets.
People run out of food. They got to go to crime in order to feed their families, feed themselves, and provide food and shelter, and it's just going to get worse.
And the government knows that. That's why they openly want to stop us defending ourselves. They just love it. They just love making us these little cowardly domesticated. You got these kids drinking soft drinks full of all this, different dyes and chemicals and sugar and caffeine. No real exercise, watching TV, playing video games, totally depressed. But if they were out playing sports or out having to shovel out some horse stalls or out having to work, that actually makes you appreciate your life. They're totally unhappy because they're not being taught a trade. They're not being made to work. You got all these rich yuppies kids that are totally unhappy, out running around like a bunch of heathens. And it's simple, folks. If you don't make your children work and make them clean up the house, and I'm talking to myself right now, it's work to make them work, because it's easier to do the work yourself sometimes, you're going to ruin them. And the reason I'm getting off another subject, now there's a story here about doctors to remind kids to take their Ritalin via cell phone alerts, then soon you'll have to videotape yourself taking the pill to make sure you're taking it. Associated Press, and somebody here on the InfoWars.com comment section under the story says, The parents are popping more pills than the kids. I have people in my family on 14 different medications, and they can't figure out why they feel like crap all the time. You know what these kids need? To get away from these fake city slickers and to, you know, go do some farm work every morning and every evening before and after school for a year and see how hyperactive they are. Have a milk cow kick you in the shoulder and get chased by a 1,000-pound sow pig and see how much angst and depression you have. These little bastards need to learn to appreciate hard work, because most of you are growing up to be little worker ants with no need for Blackberries and cutesy cell phones. That's another thing. They admit that the cell phones used for 10 years, an hour a day, massively increased brain tumors, no doubt. And doesn't matter. I see little kids everywhere with them. And it's just there's no end, Robert.
Well, and also the fast food that they're all consuming leads to obesity. Obesity leads to other problems that cause life-threatening, like diabetes. Diabetes, when it really gets to going in the wrong direction, it can cause you to lose your feet, your legs. And diabetes is directly a function of overweight and obesity.
Well, it's just skyrocketing. I mean, we had 1 in 33 people in the 1940s, and I have the federal numbers on this, died of cancer. People lived as long then, and they smoked and drank even more. And there was toxic waste all over in the factories. Why now, magically, is it 1 in 3?
We used to chew on 22 bullets, the lead, and we played with mercury. I've done so many things like that when I was growing up, and I'm still here. But I'm sure it caused some problems for me.
But what is it now that all this is happening? I don't think I know. The GMO food, it's a cocktail of things alone. It creates new amino acids, new things that are as toxic waste to the body, and your body doesn't know what it is. They're creating new cellular structures, new compounds in food that have never existed.
Yeah, and does your immune system attack it because it thinks it's an enemy? We don't know.
Well, you're right. We actually do know that it's increasing allergies and that your body gets hyper aware, and then it finally just succumbs, and that's when you get cancer. It basically wears out your immune system, then it just breaks and it's over.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Let's take another call here. Marion, Illinois, you're on the air with Robert Galen Ross. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Marion.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Robert. What a pleasure and an honor. Thank you for taking my call. Actually, I wanted to put some information out there. I had heard yesterday that a store named Cabela's, it reminds me of the word Cabela, but I actually...
Yes, Cabela's.
It's a huge sporting goods store.
Yeah, the biggest.
They had signs out talking about a Homeland Security drill, and I guess they were looking for people supposedly held at the Sears Center. I called up Cabela's to get some additional information, and the woman there seemed real excited that they're having this big, you know, Homeland Security, but didn't know too much about it, so I called the Sears Center. Now, this place is a huge place, like, where they would have sporting events. Like,
you're talking about in Chicago, down by the water.
Yeah, this is actually in Hoffman Estates, which is a suburb of Chicago. So she was very guarded, did not want to say too much about it. She said, I said, oh, playing kind of stupid, oh, can I get, like, tickets? Can I watch? And I guess it's being held inside. She's like, oh, no, no, we already have the participants, and it's very heavily guarded. So
yeah, I actually did see something about that.
Excuse me?
I'll tell you what, go ahead and make your point, and then I'll make
it. Okay, well, it's only until 2, which is coming up, and I was hoping, I don't live close to there, but if some, you know, maybe some Alex Jones listeners could get out there with some video cameras and interview some of the people coming out to see what actually was being done inside.
I agree. People should go and act friendly and say, wow, I'm just interested in this, or I'm doing a college report on this. Why don't you tell me about what happened? But if you'd like, I can tell you what's going on in there.
Be very interested.
Well, fantastic. Where are you in Illinois?
I'm actually in Grays Lake.
Okay, now let's be specific. Where did you hear about how Cabela's had signs out in previous days wanting the volunteers?
A friend of mine who I met through a Ron Paul meeting, we were together on Super Tuesday watching the returns, And he had called me, and he's like, yeah, something really weird is going on. I'm seeing these signs. I guess they went up to Cabela's, the store, and they were seeing signs about, you know, there's going to be this drill. He wasn't real specific, but some kind of drill was going on. And he said, it's supposed to be happening this week. Well, then I thought about it this morning, and I wanted to do a little bit more investigation, and that's when I called the store and called the Sears Center to see if it was, in fact, happening.
Okay, I appreciate your call. Let me tell you what we know about this. When you look at a secret operation, by itself, it's hard to penetrate it. Okay? But when you, over time, look at other similar operations, and then look at what's been declassified, and then you get the on-the-ground intelligence, you can find out exactly what happened. Now, from past operations like Top Off 1 and Top Off 2 that happened shortly after 9/11, from Operation Dark Winter that they had in early 2001, and these are all mainstream reports, you can find out exactly what's happening. Now, take the Denver operation and Top Off 1. They've also had them in Seattle, Illinois, Chicago, everywhere. Seattle, Washington, Chicago, Illinois, Dallas, Texas. They will hire, you get like $5-6 an hour, some cases thousands of role players. They will blow up buses. They will burn cars. They will practice with riot police. They'll give the citizens signs saying, don't take my land. And then they practice rounding you up and putting you in the camp. Or they practice with people who wait at their homes. And they've done this in Austin. And the police drive around in city buses practicing going to the house and raiding the homes or knocking on the home, putting on the list, and taking you to the facility. It's a mass arrest. It's like you hear about in Burma, or you hear about in Pakistan, or you hear about in Russia. That's what this is for. And they admit that's what it's for. It's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. So what always happens with these stories is people hear, I heard they were doing drills for arresting everybody with Cabela's in Illinois. About a week and 2 days ago, it was first reported by the Des Moines Register and others that they were taking over the cattle fairgrounds where they could process tens of thousands of people an hour. And we went on air, and then Lee Rogers put out a report. It's on Infowars.com. He's from Rogue Government. And said, watch, this is going to be an illegal alien roundup. But they were saying it's part of a Homeland Security drill. Well, the government documents, Rex 84, now public, said they would use arresting illegals in the first wave, but only a few thousand here and there, there's 30 million, to make the public think it was for them. But really, it's for political dissidents. Okay, I mean, they're very, very slick. And so none of this is hidden. It's just that those who are involved in it are told to shut up. Now, why are they really doing it? Why are they having drills with role players in Chicago? And I actually saw a blurb about that. It's happening all over the country. They're having a drill throughout the month, from the 1st to the 8th. They have another overlapping from the 6th to the 14th, and they have another one later in the month. And there's all these drills. The feds pipe bomb themselves as part of the drill. There's no doubt those always happen during the drills. Then later it's come out that it was part of drills. But then that's also, it's a huge psyop. And this is so they can test control of local police. They can test command and control. They can prepare the troops and police and feds that people screaming, I'm an American, no, please not the camp, that's okay. So this is to acclimate the media, the population, the police, the military, everybody. Robert Galen Ross comments on what she was just saying.
You used the right term, psyops. It's a smoke screen to cover up what they're doing and to point you in the direction they want you to go or to stop you from doing what you'd like to do. And this is all very carefully controlled.
Well, you notice decades ago we knew they'd built camps, it had come out. People would say it was a conspiracy. Now in the news they admit, yeah, they built camps for the citizens, and John Warner Defense Authorization Act says, in case the American people engage in insurrection. Why would they need to fund tens of billions of dollars and say the president's above the governors and that governors can't be trusted? I mean, they're planning some really bad stuff that they think governors are going to revolt. What do you think that is, Robert?
Well, there are some governors that are revolting.
And the president says, I'm going to have Martin. I mean, again, it could be Barack Obama for all we know.
Yeah. Some of the governors are saying we're fed up with the federal government not enforcing immigration, so they're taking over, and that is a real threat to them. And
So, and a lot of governors, what is it, like 14 of them now or something, are saying no to the Real ID Act, National ID Card.
That's right. That's part of it. They're saying we don't have to lay down and take this anymore. If we're going to defend our constituents, we need to really try to defend them and do something about it. And some of them are doing that.
By the way, for cops driving along in your cars, don't just believe me. Go to PDD 51. Go to John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Don't be lazy. PDD 51. Write it down. PDD. Presidential Decision Directive 51. There's an accompanying executive order, but just PDD 51. And then also John Warner Defense Authorization Act. I mean, you know, instead of just laughing and saying I'm making this up, even though you're being trained for this, but you have doublethink, go read it. It says the states no longer. Congress has no authority. It says the president is dictator in the first page. That's also in PDD 51. And then Congress is told the highest level security clearance, co-equal with the president, they're told they can't see it. How bad is it that even their lapdog Republican members of Homeland Security can't see it?
Well, there's another thing that they don't talk about very much, and the power, the president has two very strong powers. One of them is a signing statement, and the other is the executive order. And Congress can pass a law, and when it reaches his desk, he can sign it and then immediately have a signing statement that says, ignore this law, we're not going to do it.
And by the way, that's totally illegal, total fraud, total tyranny. The executive in the last decade has claimed that signing statement power and claimed it a new legislative power.
Yeah.
In fact, it even has signing statements. Clinton started it, Bush is now doing it all the time, where he'll even announce a new paragraph. And so it's just, it's godlike. It's that's not America, folks. Go ahead.
And Congress does zero about it. Congress has the power to stop this, but they just lay back and just let it happen.
Well, I want to admit something. You can't help but become acclimated to this. You know, as it gets crazier and crazier, as it gets weirder and weirder, as they taser you for no reason, as they show you video of stomping on innocent, now admitted they were innocent, people's heads who didn't resist. They said it was for their safety. Cops running up on guys they say are armed. That's not, that's even bad for the cops. I get acclimated, you know, as corporations in the U.S. say their employees have to have chips under the skin. I mean, it's getting so crazy that feds accuse student of terror and espionage for talking about Constitution. And I have the video and audio in their own documents where they teach the police this. And this guy was teaching, he worked for the administration. He's a doctorate student there. He's already a pastor. And at the big Bible school, it's Baptist Bible school. It's the one in Mount Vernon. And the Homeland Security called him in and said, you'll be arrested for espionage if you ever teach the Constitution again. And, I mean, I know, I laugh too, but I've got FEMA on video telling police that. I've got them pulling a woman over and arresting her for a pocket Constitution in the same article. I mean, how do these police think it's terrorism to talk about the Constitution?
Yeah, and but they're brainwashed themselves. They're trying to earn a living. And the only way they can earn a living is do what they're told to do. And so, and it's sort of their nature to do this. And they said, all right, I'm just following orders. But they're doing things that if they were not on the police force or not in the FBI, they wouldn't put up with it.
Well, I mean, I want to ask FBI agents something. I've got you on video. I mean, I got FEMA on video. This isn't just a person telling us this. I mean, how do you swear an oath to it, but then if somebody has a pocket Constitution, you arrest them? I mean, what is their major problem? That's what the red, white, and blue symbolize.
And you ought to have a conscience. If you're told to do something that is basically against your normal way of doing things or your normal way of thinking, you need to say, well, now, do I really want to do that? And you need to say, can I not do that? Of course, you'd love to get fired when you say that. But you need to start using your own conscience in these positions of power.
Absolutely. Let's take another call here. Fred in Philadelphia. You're on the air, Fred.
Okay. First, I want to get some information, and then I want to share some information. Alex, just briefly, tell me about this Library of Congress Steering Committee sent over by the Bilderberg Group to the Library of Congress. You said there was...
Well, that's a separate issue from... I don't think you were understanding what I was saying. We've got a guest coming up talking about, you know, did they really meet in Greece. I don't believe they did. Robert doesn't believe they did. He told me that privately. We'll get his take on that in a minute. I'm saying this could be a steering committee because they have had steering committees that have met in France, met in Virginia, in the U.S., that have been in the news. Robert, was that 4 years ago, 5 years ago? Kay Belly Hutchinson, it did get on the news. They had a Bilderberg steering committee group, and they had it at the Library of Congress. You remember that, don't you?
By the way, I have actual minutes of steering committee meetings and Bilderberg meetings. And the steering committees do meet several times during the year before. And their Bilderberg meeting is normally the last couple of days of May or the first couple of days of June. And that's been...
Okay, and I'm going to share some information, Alex.
Well, stay there. You know what? We're just going to go ahead and go during this break. So for listeners that are listening on the AM and FM, we'll be right back in 3 minutes. Appreciate all of you. For listeners that are listening to the InfoWars.com streams, not the GCN streams, the InfoWars.com streams, we're going to continue talking right now during this break with this caller so we have time to jam everybody in. We'll also tell you how to get Robert Galen Ross's books and how to visit his website. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
There are people that make it their business to run your life. There are people that make it their business to micromanage our world. That's why they're in control. They want power. That's why they're there. It takes good men and women who don't want power to stand up and fight back or be slaves. You didn't want power, folks, but you've got to get power to just live your life. Robert Galen Ross is our guest. He's going to stay over 5 minutes with us in the next hour. Then we got Tony Gosling. Bilderberg.org coming on real fast to kind of flesh out this report. They may have already met, but that, according to this Athens paper, we'll see what's going on there with Tony Gosselin coming up. But before we go back to Ronnie and James in the next segment, Robert Galen Ross, I wanted to get into the elite's power structure, who they are, and if they have their way, what this world will look like. You got the floor.
Okay, the person at the very top of the organization behind the curtain is a fellow named David D. Rothschild, and David Rockefeller is his agent here in the United States. Those two are behind all of this power structure, and their goal is to create the New World Order, the Global Union, and they'll probably change those terms. They were trying to create the American Union, and Cesar Chavez stopped them. So now they're creating the North American Union, and now they're even changing the term for North American Union to a less mundane term, and it's something to do with standards and procedures or something like that. But they're trying to the people have honed in on North American Union, and so they've got to get their attention off of that.
Well, I mean, they just said, John McCain just said, Gary Hart just said, the CFR all said in unison in the last 2 months, we're not going to call it New World Order anymore. We're going to call it global freedom, global democracy, a league of global democracies. But when you actually read what they're doing, it's taking our right to vote and our liberty away. But yeah, you're right. They're now trying to change terms because they're worried.
That's right. And when the people really get focused in on something and they say, well, I really need to check on that, well, then they step in and change the term so you can't check it.
Well, like DynCorp got caught running giant child kidnapping rings. I mean, it was in the news, and they just changed their name.
Yeah. So they're in power, and but there are only about 3,000 or 4,000 of them, and there's something like 6 billion of us, and so we shouldn't put up with that. We've got to start legally fighting this. Because if it gets down to the last ditch, we may have to do even more than just verbal and legal tactics.
Well, that's why they're militarizing the police. And again, the police are literally destroying themselves. I mean, do you want to talk to the cops out there that don't understand what's happening?
Yeah, I really hadn't talked to any of them about it.
I mean, you're talking to them right now. What do you want to say to them?
Okay, well, use your own conscience in what you're doing. If what you're told to do, if you think it's wrong, think about it, because you got to be concerned about your family, your children, and how what they've told you to do is going to affect them.
And I think there's a good chance that now the New World Order is going to lose, and they need to think about being prosecuted later.
That's right. In fact, they've tried to, and maybe they've already done it, write into laws the provisions to exempt them from prosecution later as war criminals, and they're trying to make that retroactive to 1995 or something like that to relieve them from being called war criminals later.
Well, that's what the whole NSA thing was, is let's pass a law so what we did isn't criminal. It's the same thing on torture. Let us pass a law that torture's okay because we tortured a bunch of people. Robert Galen Ross, final segment with you, my friend, on the other side. Give out your website and some of the titles of your books. Then take two calls from Ronnie and James. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.